It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
All right, thank you very much, Kid Rock. Wednesday, January 14th, 2026, broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink.
Woo!
You like that?
The toy sink.
Now, where did that come from?
From Wayne at Neat Pools.
Oh, cool. Like, oh, we love Neat Pools.
I'm tired of hearing about you whining about no sink. And I said, well, that's kind of the name of the room, right?
That's great.
Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Sponsored by City Maytag, of course, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. We always tell everyone, be like Wayne.
Aww.
Because he calls in.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he calls in today.
Save it in your phone, folks.
Yeah.
928-854-5687. I don't have it written down as I've been doing however many shows, right?
Yeah. Or I should write it down.
928-854, and if you look at the phone, like the old school phones, it's KNTR.
Oh, 854-KNTR. That's great.
Right, right. You know Edith Bunker is, right?
Oh, yes, from okay. All in the Family.
There you go, right.
Mm-hmm. Archie.
I do it way better than that. And we have a text line, 928-727-5566. 928-727-5566. Make this talk and text radio, not just listen radio. Boy, big happenings last night at the Lake Havasu City Council.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I haven't watched the playback yet, but I heard. I heard about, you know, the island thing.
It needed more than a simple majority.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a general plan update.
Change in the general plan.
Right. So they got a 5-2 with Michelle Lynn and David Diaz voting against both the zoning requests. There was a twin zoning and a general plan update, from what I understand. So both of those items were it's in the paper or online with the paper at HavasuNews.com.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you how they voted is the link. So, that, and this is big doings right here. We've got, it's not even on my schedule. It's so new. Arizona State at Arizona tonight.
Ah.
Number one Wildcats in college basketball.
Basketball. I'm glad you said that.
The number one team in college basketball will be back on KNTR Sports tonight. Right? So bear down, as they say.
Okay.
Right? So
for all the sports fans out there.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
great.
One of them. So, yeah, Arizona's, they're undefeated.
They are?
Yeah, they're like 15-0, 17-0, something like that. They're deep into the schedule right
okay.
now. It started in November. So.
That's some pretty awesome street right. credibility they got right there.
Late,
yeah.
late tip-off. 8:30
oh,
is
wow.
the tip-off. Arizona time. So, yeah, check that out on 980 a.m. 94.3 and 100.5 FM. And Michelle is the membership investment manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. It's Michelle Ford.
That's right. Hi, friends. I've been missing you. I mean, I was trying to think
about
it.
Oh, I miss you,
the
too.
The last time I was here was November. Oh. Is that right?
No, you would have been in December.
No, December was
dark,
remember?
That's right. We no, it was for you. We had to bring in Ron Gould. That's right.
Right.
So it was November.
We got replaced, people.
No, it wasn't that.
All right.
We're
not mad at Ron Gould or anything.
I had to get Ron. Have you seen the doings at the county?
Oh, well, what's going on?
You didn't hear what happened?
Well, I heard, you know, the whole thing about the new supervisor and...
You mean the new county manager.
I mean manager. Sorry,
no, he turned the job down.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't pay enough.
Oh, no.
He wanted a raise. But, no, they posted... Apparently, they posted the date for Monday's meeting, the soups meeting, on Monday, but they didn't post an agenda. So now, I don't know when they discovered this, but it must have been over the weekend. I went, hey, there's going to be an open meeting violation here, right?
Oh.
It has to be 24 hours, and I believe it has to be a work day. So they went back and they posted it, I believe, on Sunday or Monday, and had the meeting yesterday. So, yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy goings on. So, anyway,
great. Well, I'm glad you're paying attention, Paul.
I have to. I'm a news dude, right? So, what is happening since we talked to you last year? I know you had the what is it?
Well, we had Desert Bash.
Desert Bash. I'm thinking Desert Trump. No, it's Desert Bash.
Amazing. Yeah? I mean, what an awesome weekend that was. On the actual poker run was on that Saturday, the first Saturday of December. So fun. Tons of off-road vehicles, the vendors that were in our main stage area. We had a band. We had Mile High. It was just
great.
Same
band, right?
Yeah, same as last
year. What's the drummer's name?
Okay, now you're putting
Marissa knows him.
I don't know.
He's very good.
I don't remember his name.
He started,
I apologize.
He was playing with...
I don't think I met him.
Colton.
Oh, is it Colton? I thought he was with American Mile.
No, he might be. He sat in for Kevin Jackson's band when I saw him.
Okay,
when he was like 17.
I'm pretty sure that the drummer that was at Desert Bash was not Colton because the gentleman had, you know, short dark hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, maybe, you know,
I know who
kids
Colton
grow
is.
Up, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Colton's a local. I think the Mile High band members are also local.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so that was a big success?
It was a great success.
Good.
Wonderful turnout. Energy was high. Lots of people were...
Nobody hurt their knee this year?
Not that I know of.
Sorry, Lisa.
But Tanya did drop her phone and it got run over. But,
oh, my.
But what's cool is it was recording and it caught all that and her phone didn't get ruined. Isn't that wonderful?
Wait, what?
Yeah. It fell out. It was her first time going out on the run, right? And she was videoing. Because she's our amazing marketing professional. And
videographer.
She accidentally dropped, you know, she dropped her phone and all these, you know, cars drove over it and but it was still recording, capturing all that.
What a great effect.
Isn't that fun? Yeah.
It made
the video, I think, you know, it's over 100,000 views.
I have to admit, as a former videographer, I've never tried that angle. That's
right?
Good. That's a good one. That point of view. Yeah, POV.
It was great.
Wow.
So, wonderful. Yeah, thanks for, you know, asking because I just got to relive all of that. It was so much fun.
What was the date on that?
You know what? It was on the 6th and 7th.
Okay, of this month, of course.
Of December.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it used to be in January. Anyway.
Yep, it was on the 6th and 7th.
Can I talk
about... Or was it 5th and 6th?
I don't know. Can we talk about Winterfest?
You're asking me about last year.
I should have my calendar here. I just got a new calendar for the desk. It's a George Carlin calendar.
Oh my gosh, I remember George Carlin.
Right, I met him.
Yes, he was really funny so smart.
We shot four different TV shows with him in the TV2 studios a long time ago.
It was the 5th and 6th.
5th and 6th.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I thought it was 6th and 7th because my boyfriend threw me a surprise birthday party on Saturday night.
He's the coolest.
He's really great.
And he's a good drummer, too.
He really is.
So, okay, let's go to present day then, right?
Okay, present day. Oh, my gosh. You know how I always say that there's never a dull moment at the chamber?
I know there isn't.
There really, seriously, is never a dull moment. Okay, so we've got so much going on. And let me know, because you know I could run on and on. But when it's time for a break, just let me know.
I will.
But coming up on the 21st, Wednesday, right, from 11:30 until 1, we have the chamber Lake Havasu Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership Lunch and Learn. This is a $5 cost to come and have lunch with us and learn team dynamics from Allison Paoli. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on the 27th, at the same time, from 11:30 until 1, another opportunity to have lunch. And this topic is going to be about membership benefits. Find out why being a chamber member is going to be great for your business, whether you're already a chamber member or not. Okay, so come on out, 11:30 a.m. to 1. It's $5 at the door. Oh, sorry. It's complimentary lunch, actually. Lunch is being sponsored by Amigos Burrito Tacos.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love them. I do. I love it. You know, when they first started, when they first opened, before they got the intercom system in their drive-thru,
uh-huh.
you could call the drive-thru on your cell phone.
Oh, cool.
It was very cool. Right in your car there, it said, call this number. And then if they messed up your order or something, you could call them and say, hey, I'm coming back because you missed something. It was great. It really worked well. So I don't know if you can divulge this on the air, but I'm going to ask for a friend.
Sure.
Chamber memberships. How inexpensive is there a tier here? How does that start?
Oh yeah. Okay. There is a broad range. We actually have seven different levels.
Is that
levels
per size of business or
it's
per,
not
per
really,
benefits accumulated?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's per benefits. Like, what does the business want us to do for them? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we do so much. I mean, we have advertising and sponsorship opportunities. We have networking and referrals. We have obviously all of our major events that people can participate and get membership pricing.
Uh-huh.
We also, of course, have ambassador opportunities. We have, you know, oh my gosh, we have at least two connection events every month. Plus, we're involved in our community.
Okay.
Like, you know, we've got our Civics Bee coming up, for example, save the date, right?
I was a judge last year.
Right. I don't know if you're going to be involved or not. It's all Andrea's department, okay? But
right.
on March 26th, save the date from 4 to 7 at the Lake Havasu High School PAC Performing Arts Center, we're going to be having the Civics Bee. And there's actually, we are still looking for judges of the essays and applications, right? So
right. It's difficult.
We're looking for that. If you're interested in getting involved in our Civics Bee, please reach out to Andrea at the Havasu Chamber, havasuchamber.com.
The process isn't difficult. It's the level of completion of the essays and the level of intelligence in the essay and the rubric involved. That's the difficult part, judging them.
Mm.
Because, like, you know, how do you judge an essay? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
We all have a certain way that we write. So it's a little subjective in a way as a judge, but there are still standards to judge them by. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That way you can't just judge based on, like, your own opinion. It has
Correct.
To be, you know, factually based.
Well, there has to be so
like
many characters,
some sort
too.
Of a, yeah.
Yeah. They can't just write, you know, three or four sentences in a paragraph and then call it a day.
Yeah, they can't say anything like, you know, the United States of America is very, 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 very good.
Well,
you know,
last year,
to fill up space.
Last year it had to do with your community and there were specific questions about, say, ethics.
Right. Oh, right.
How do you relate to ethics? And can you cite an example in your community of good ethics or bad ethics?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I hope you'll sign up to be an essay judge there, Paul, because we need more.
I think it's more of an ask than it is a sign up, right?
Well, you know, Andrea wanted me to make sure that I ask, talk about it here
right.
on the air because we are in need of additional judges.
I wouldn't
yeah.
mind going to the event this year. I think I may have a little time on my hands to do that.
Awesome.
So, right?
Well, it was so impressive
yeah.
last year. It was my first time going to a Civics Bee last year. And I was really, really delighted at how much the kids knew. You know, sometimes because of, you know, social media and regular media and, you know, whatever, talk, chatter, you think that, like, the world is falling apart.
They're pretty smart these days.
Yeah, but they were very, very intelligent.
Even the ones using AI.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I know a lot of people who use AI for different things, by the way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so anyway.
Bring back
it's not all bad.
Good old-fashioned thank you cards and things like
that.
Oh,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, back to additional events. So I already talked about the membership benefits review happening on January 27th from 11:30 a.m. until 1, and a big shout-out once again to Amiga's Berea Tacos. But we're also on the 28th having another event from 11:30 until 1, and this one requires a registration. The topic is Invest in Your Workforce, Child Care Solutions for Employers. So we are looking to help solve this child care crisis in our local community. And for anybody who wants to get involved in participating in this great discussion, please come to this.
How bad is it?
It's actually pretty bad.
It's been a while since I've been in, had that need, you know, for child care. So.
Well, we definitely don't have enough child care, and the child care that we do have appears to be unaffordable. So people are having to choose between, you know, affording their mortgages and two-income households, or, you know, a one-income household and barely squeaking by, right?
In defense of the daycare, you know, industry, there's a lot of red tape they have to jump through, and the costs and permitting, and oh my goodness.
Yes.
The government is, anyway, go ahead. Okay. I won't get started on that.
So that you could register at havasuchamber.com. There is a QR code, and you could register and come and participate, because we are trying to solve that problem. We also, of course, Winterfest is coming up on January 31st and February 1st. This is our annual street festival. By the way, we this is our 40th anniversary.
That's crazy.
Okay, 40 years of Winterfest. So it's going to be extraordinary. We are, you know, we've got great music both days. We are sold out. We actually have a waiting list of over 150 people who missed the deadline to register. So for those of you who might be among that list of people that missed the deadline, keep in mind that we start promoting Winterfest to our members in July and to non-members, general public in August.
Somebody likes your voice.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. They're calling in.
It must be Wayne.
We don't ask for names, though. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, guys. It's Wayne.
Hey!
It is Wayne.
Be like Wayne.
What a mind reader.
What a cool sink you've
got,
Wayne.
How are you, sir? Yeah, you have a great sink, by the way.
Hey, two things. Number one, I got to get in there and get you some batteries for that thing.
No, we're not running water through that thing. Not where it's located. No way, man.
And number two, I just wanted to say Winterfest, you know, that's our favorite event. We always do well there, and it's a lot of fun, and I think you guys do a really great job with it. And I just want to say, but I can't remember now how many years we've been
40.
Going, but we... Yeah, well, no, I mean us. We might have been there for almost 40 years, but we just have a lot of fun there, and we do really well. And I just want to say I think you guys do a really great job with that and everything else you do.
Hey, just out of curiosity, how old is Neat Pools?
Neat Pools, it's the oldest pool company in town. It started in 1974.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh!
That's before. I was going to say. She said 40 years for Winterfest, and the Captain Fantastic album is 50 years old this year, and now you're 2 years older than Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's my first album, so.
And my wife Penny and I, we owned it for 37 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, and now our Wayne Jr.'s at the wheel now.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I just wanted to call him and say we're looking forward to that, and we always have fun there.
All right.
That is so great.
And they'll have me working.
Thank you for taking the time to call in, Wayne, and I am so grateful that you know, stay involved. We love Neat Pools. You guys are great.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We'd like to stay involved. I love this town.
Wayne, and, I'm playing you off like the Oscars right now. I got some Bob Seger rolling right under you.
It's the hook.
All right. Get the hook.
Bye, Wayne.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, be like Wayne. Give us a call, 928-854-5687. There's a mirror behind my chair at my desk, right, in the green room.
Uh-huh.
And it says, be like Wayne, under the mirror.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
That's so great.
All right, little Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band live. Of course, Get Out of Denver. I love this song. I wonder if your boyfriend can play this. I used to have to
play
this.
He can play anything.
I used to have to play this fast. All right. We've got Ashley Wood coming in after the next break. She's the CEO of River Cities United Way.
Happy birthday, Ashley. I know she had a birthday this week.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we have Michelle Ford, the Membership Investment Manager for Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce here. And no relation to Ford, like the Detroit Fords, right?
Not that I know of.
The Motor City Madmen are here.
You know, if there's a rich uncle out there somewhere.
Nice.
You know.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Idea you're a Babies fan. Check you out.
I'm a lyrics girl.
Right. I like Head First, the one you were talking, you mentioned first.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time that I saw you. You know, you were a mess or whatever. The second time that I saw you, you really improved. Wow. All right.
I know.
Speak Out brought to you.
Reminds me of this Bruce Springsteen song, you know.
Some of them, right.
You're all
right. Right.
Okay.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Also, Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. They're putting together a food truck court.
Oh, they are.
$700.
Wow.
Yes, and no ties to the property. You can go, come and go as you please, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And I got to get to Michelle because Ashley's chomping at the bit, wanting to get in, right?
That's
right. You've
got
three more announcements.
I've got, three more announcements and shout out to new members. So
okay.
A couple of save the dates, you guys. We have the Chamber Building Industry Alliance networking event that's happening at Cattail Cove State Park, February 26th. Okay, so this is advanced planning.
Get in free on Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that. At Cattail Cove?
With the Arizona ID, yes.
Oh, super. That's great.
And Windsor. Uh-huh.
We'll all go see Samantha down there. Okay, from 4:30 to 6:30. Then another save the date, beach volleyball tournament coming up, okay, on March 9th, 2026 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is for our hospitality appreciation event, beach volleyball, at North Beach. And then I cannot skip the Women's Business and Wellness Retreat, Empower and Elevate Women in Business. So that's going to be happening in April 17th until 19th, and we've got keynote speakers coming, Jen Buck and Mandy Gill, and we've got, it's a whole staycation package at London Bridge Resort. So all details are available at HavasuChamber.com. And now, just rapid fire, I'm going to go through our latest members in December that I didn't get to shout out before. So we've got TW Concessions, Sky Resorts, Black Meadow Landing, investor level member. Of course, also Amigos Berea Tacos, an investor level member. We have Heritage Bridge Assisted Living. We just had their ribbon cutting. And Price for Charter Buses and Limo Service, as well as Colonial Life. And so shout out to all of our new members. And we love you.
How exciting.
Thank you. It is exciting. Thank you so much, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Business doing well in Havasu. You would say the temperature of business here in Havasu is?
Oh, my gosh. Growing. We are growing. This community is on fire in a good way. Not like Los Angeles. It was.
Oh, no.
You know, in a really good way.
That was a year, January 6th, I think, or 5th.
Something like that,
Was the anniversary.
Yeah.
And there's only been six homes, half a dozen homes that have started on the permitting process because it's crazy.
There's a lot involved.
I've heard. A little birdie told me. You want to talk about puppy dogs and butterflies or what?
It's spaghetti.
It's always good to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Paul.
Right.
What a pleasure. Bye,
You're
everybody.
Welcome.
See you next month.
You wanted some Zeppelin, so here you go.
I love Zeppelin.
I know you
Woo-hoo.
Do. I know you do. Back with more in a moment. We've got Ashley Wood on deck. She is the CEO for River Cities United Way, rcuw.org. I believe it is. I think it's a .org. It should be.
It should be. They're an awesome nonprofit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Never realized that chair 2 was a selfie station. That's funny. That's really funny.
It does. It has a great background.
I did a Facebook, what do you call it? Your portrait or whatever it is.
One of those.
I don't know what they call that
characters?
Picture. No, it's not a character. I'm just my photo.
Oh, selfie.
The photo of yourself with that. And I don't know. The lighting wasn't all that fantastic. But, you know, there's not a lot to work with.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying. So anyway, Ashley Wood is our guest CEO at River Cities United Way. It's rcuw.org, correct?
rcuw.org.
You better be an org.
Org. I've got some fun details to share about that too.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. And we're going to talk about Slider Safari.
A Slider Safari?
Not yet. We're just teasing right now.
Oh, yeah. And some Vita. That's getting ready.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my free taxes. I've got a lot of updates.
Yeah, file early, especially if you want to have some money and you're going to move like I am. Not moving. I'm moving in my complex.
Okay.
To a really cool, really cool location.
Like, upgrade.
Yeah.
Good.
You could say that. Definitely. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by someone who will be here tomorrow, Springberg Wealth Management, also the chair, Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, the Lewis Team with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and of course, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, play local, and donate local. For sure. Keep it local.
Exactly.
You know, these people that call and, you know, I'm with such and such out of whatever, you know, New York. I'm like, no, man. Donate to local causes.
And we want to make sure that those contributions and those programs are supporting our local residents, too.
Speaking of which, Balloon Fest starts a week from tomorrow.
I know.
And that's local as far as, you know, the charities that are involved, the Lions. I don't know if Lions is around anymore. The Rotary and Kiwanis,
yep.
Especially, kicking down to the rest of the, like,
yeah,
right
absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. They do some amazing contributions.
You get a chunk of that, don't you?
We have in the past, yes, absolutely.
I would
and
imagine.
They've done a really good support for all those local nonprofits that are here throughout the year.
This is, what did he say, the 14th? And it was 2 point something million?
I believe that.
That's insane.
It's
beautiful.
Fantastic. It's
yes.
beautiful. I'm excited. I've already started to see them starting to get filled up around town, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't wait.
Nice, nice. So you have a lot of updates as well, right?
Yeah. We at River Cities United Way, and Happy New Year, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, you too. I haven't seen you since, what, November?
Yeah, I would say every other month. So
we
of course, happy holidays and happy winter and happy all of it. At River Cities United Way, we have been so busy trying to make sure that we were prepared for our VITA program that does kick off in the first week of February, both in our Kingman and Lake Havasu City offices. And we'll be working in Lake Havasu with the Havasu Youth Advisory Council also.
HIAC.
And to get them entrained for the greeting, and then also exposure to doing the tax preparation themselves. If they have the skill set and they feel comfortable and they want to get a little further into it, it's just a good exposure for them into what it's going to be like as they grow up and get out into the real world
right.
on their own.
Right.
But, you know, and we have volunteers already stopping by collecting their training materials so that they're prepared because all the volunteers that participate in the VITA program are all certified and trained through through the IRS program. So we follow their structure, and then that way then we're abiding by what the requirements are for them to make sure they're doing them accurately also.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and at VITA, we're still looking for volunteers.
How complicated are the returns that you guys are doing?
Well, you know,
is it really complicated?
It ultimately can be, but that depends on the level of the trained volunteer too.
Okay.
And so we have options for a site greeter, which would welcome our taxpayers to the site and sign them in, ensure the taxpayers have all the information needed. And then we have an interpreter, and an interpreter would aid the VITA clients by working alongside the tax clients, providing complimentary interpretation services. The one thing for interpreters, we don't have a bilingual that I know of, volunteer in staff, but they do have software that they've offered to our volunteers
Nice.
To help make it more accessible for our clients. And then we've got our tax preparers, and there can be a basic level, and then there's the advanced level. So when you asked about the complexity of those tax returns, most of our taxes that we're receiving or our clients that come in, being that they're the $84,000 and lower, mm-hmm. We see things from investments, properties, you know, vehicles, all sorts of things. But we're dealing with individuals. We're not doing business taxes. And we're also, in order for us to do advanced level tax returns, we have to have trained volunteers that are at that level. So we always try to have at least one of every level available in each site locations for both Kingman and Lake
right,
Havasu
right.
City. Because when somebody does their taxes, it's not just the tax preparer that's doing it. You're meeting the greeter, you're then having the tax preparer, and then there's a reviewer. So it could be two tax preparers, and they have to always double check everything that's entered into those tax returns to make sure for accuracy.
Is that the person sends it to another person down the line to double check?
It's going to be within our same program.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So that way then we're just always working together on that. And so for our first day in Lake Kingman is going to kick off on February 3rd and Lake Havasu on February 4th. Kingman, both locations have a few differences this year that
really?
We had made some adjustments. So in Kingman specifically, we are letting everybody know we will only be doing Arizona, California, Nevada tax returns, and that's because each state has different forms also.
Sure.
And so the requirement and the time and the volunteer capacity, this is what's going to be the best for them to be able to thrive
actually,
in that.
Actually, Nevada's pretty easy because
yep.
there is no state tax.
Yeah, so
right.
so those areas, because you know, we're mm-hmm. looking for our local residents. We had people last year drive from Nevada to get their taxes done when the system
absolutely.
Had crashed. So.
And when I lived in Vegas, I did some consulting work in Arizona, and I still owed taxes because I got paid from Arizona, and I thought, well, wait a minute, that's taxation without representation. But that's another show, right?
Yeah.
So no, I just that's interesting. Are you looking for the same people up in Kingman also, like
yeah.
the interpreter yeah. and the greeter?
All the okay. the categories that I mentioned. You know, I definitely encourage everybody to contact us at 928-855-6333, and you can ask for Carol there at the office, and she'll be able to get you set up with either the application for the training or answer those questions and direct you, because our Kingman volunteers are ready and on board to kick off on that February 3rd, and that's from the 10 to 2 standard time. When the change we made in Lake Havasu City is our timing, actually, to allow for us to have the HIAC students participate with us, and being that they're in school, we adjusted our current times over to 1 to 5 p.m. now. So the drop-offs in Lake Havasu City will be on Mondays and Wednesdays, and that will be starting on February 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. And then we call the clients when they're completed to come back and pick them up and go over the tax returns, what they may be getting back or what they may owe, so they can sign off on the receipt of the information and that we are in agreement and everything looks good.
Wow.
And then from there, they're either e-filed, or if the client requires for them to be mailed in or the circumstances of their tax return, then we go over those details.
So folks should be getting their W-4s here by the end of of the month, of course,
yeah,
or your 1099s or whatever tax forms you need. And a lot of them now, folks, are available like on an investment website. If you have any, a 401k or you have an IRA or something like that, you get those forms off the website and you include those with, yes, with all your other receipts and stuff like that. What is the timeline like for dropping off and picking up? Depending on, I understand it depends on how close you are to April 15th, right?
Well, yes, I would say it depends on, we get flooded that first week, and most definitely actually the first 2 weeks of tax time, uh-huh, with clients looking. And when I say flooded, clearly it's a lot quicker to drop off the forms, but it doesn't mean that they're going to get prepared just as fast as they got dropped off. So the stack, does get a little large right in the beginning, and so we try to get through them as quickly as possible. I will knock on wood right now and say that thankfully I think that hopefully this cold that has been going through everybody, I know my family, about half of them got it for the holidays. We ended up, wow, having that last year, and that kind of set us back. So when you say time frame, I know we had a set time we were telling people, you know, a couple weeks, yeah, out is right, ideal, 2 to 3 weeks. But if, you know, that's pending a volunteer availability and scheduling, and then also that, you know, there's no hiccups or flus going around again.
So are you doing it electronically or mailing or both?
We have them for drop-off. We don't. Everybody, you drop them off because we have to review that you have the proper documentation, identification, Social Security card, your ID, and then just making sure that we don't have the incorrect information or put in, nice, the wrong information into the system.
No cost involved for the folks? It's free.
$84,000 and less, they are able to get their taxes.
But I can
done
make a donation to United Way, of course, right?
Oh, I always encourage donations.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of, I'm so excited.
Well, what was that squeak all about? Dang, that went up there. That's funny.
we have a text to give number now, because that's the thing is, a lot of people will come, ooh, and they'll, and I do see this a lot of time at tax time. They're like, oh, I've got to make a donation real quick, and I need to take advantage of a tax credit. I was told, whether it's through us or through somebody else.
Right.
But a quick, easy way to take advantage of that, and do that donation is to text the word, all one word, RCUW.
Nice.
Give. Okay. So all one word.
All one word.
41444.
Oh, those are so hard to remember.
41444.
RCUW, give 4144.
Yep. RCUW.
No at or anything like that.
Nope. One word. RCUW, give 41444. And it takes you directly to the donate link. And so then you can choose your amount, and it actually provides the receipt right then and there. We tested it out with somebody just a couple days ago to make sure that it actually will take you back to our link and get the payment in quickly and properly.
I'm smiling because I'm going to give you a fun fact.
What?
I actually created the county's first text to give back in 2010 or 11.
What was it?
Take 5 to give 5 for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, I love
that. 4545, I believe it was, mm-hmm, to, you had to text the word 5 or, yeah, the word 5 to 4545.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny because I put it in front of the Bullhead City Council just to publicize it. Mm-hmm. It was going everywhere, mm-hmm, to talk about it. And I was showing them with a flip phone. And I went back to my seat, and the general manager from the local store from Mojave Wireless was sitting next to me, and he goes, "You ever do that to me again with a flip phone? I'm not going to participate." He goes, "Come in the store tomorrow. There's a smartphone waiting for you." So that was kind of cool. But anyway.
You got your message across.
Yeah. I had a poster for it for years and years. So,
that is,
yeah, it was pretty cool.
We've had a success by five campaign before. All these years I've been with United Way, there is a lot, but I like the five because.
It was before anyone was doing it. So it was very tough. I was told it was the first, so there you go.
I would say I'm curious to see. I'll offer a sponsored ticket to Slider Safari because you asked about it.
Yeah, talk about Slider Safari. What is it?
Yeah. Slider Safari is our fundraiser we're having on May 15th at Lenna Bridge Beach. That's gonna be from 4 to 8 PM. And it is to raise money towards food insecurities, but also nutrition support. So we've already received sponsorships and raised just over $10,000 to be able to make this event possible and also start making those contributions. So I've got agencies that will be offering free kids activities that they'll be able to play. We'll have some fun. We've got yard games. We've got Chucky Bumps and the Crocodiles come in too to perform and entertain.
I heard.
Us. Yep.
Yeah, we Marissa June here playing with Chucky, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then just confirmed with Sweet Crepes for sliders. And if there's other vendors that are looking and would like to participate, please contact me at River Cities United Way so that we can get you signed up to be able to enjoy the afternoon, but also celebrate, you know, giving back to the community and supporting the food support and nutrition. You know, one of these things, there's a lot of programs here in Lake Havasu City, whether it's the food bank, soup kitchens, or even education surrounding nutrition within existing programs. This is where this event gives us an opportunity to take one bite-sized slider at a time.
Right.
and really make an impact, but learn about and participate with all these local organizations and agencies with some activities and having fun while giving back and keeping it local.
Nice.
So, yeah, and that's why I say at Slider Safari, if anybody would like to jump on that RCUW give to 41444, if I get a donation in the next 24 hours.
Really?
My first donation, I will honor two free tickets to the event.
Whoa.
I'll pay for that.
What are those, 25?
They're 25 apiece.
Woo.
And you get three sliders and mm-hmm. two sides and a water when you come in. Uh-huh. We will have beverages for sale there, too, and additional sliders and sides if you need a little bit more. But, yeah, so for the first donation that takes advantage of that RCU W give to 41444, I personally will be paying for those two tickets for you to join us at the event on May 15th here in Lake Havasu City at London Bridge Beach.
Do you have a VIP on that too?
There's not a VIP.
No VIP?
No VIP. We just want everybody to come and hang out.
We have
the guard games. We've cornhole, custom-made cornhole games. We've got Connect Four for the kiddos. So we've been collecting a lot of yard games, but in addition to the 10 activities for the children to play in, and just we've had a coloring contest. That family will also be receiving tickets to the event.
Oh,
so
fun.
We really want to be able to give back, but make it something where everybody is able to participate. Did you know that Mojave College is going to be graduating that same night?
No.
Yes.
Wait, that's their graduation?
The same day. I told them, I'm like, come over and hang out with us at the beach.
For sure.
I would love to. I know my son graduates that week, but it's on Monday. I was like, he'll be graduating from ASU.
Doesn't the whole, don't all the campuses graduate in the same place? At the field house?
That's what I was seeing is that they had, and that's where I thought, oh my goodness, am I going to lose out on them being able to join us?
Right, right, right.
But everything I was looking at, and I spoke with Jenna Lauder over at the Havasu campus in trying to make sure, and they said that they would put the flyers on the counter to let clients, but the students be able to participate. But they do have afternoon events. So it might be just finishing up about that time, but I don't know if they're going to make it over. But we're going to be definitely cheering them on and saying congratulations from the beach.
I don't know if you know this. The Bullhead campus has a really good culinary program.
They do, I know, and they have sliders. I met with them.
There's
a gentleman, Angel, that was there at the Kingman unveiling.
Did you have more?
That's what I've got.
Whew.
I'm excited.
Time that right. Nice. Don't forget about VITA, folks.
VITA, guys.
Right. It's VITA. What's the acronym stand for?
Volunteer Income Tax Assistance.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah, don't forget about that. And if you want more information, it should be posted, right, at rcuw.org, right?
Yes,
you got it. You know, when the cat's away, I get to play Springsteen. He's going to hear about it probably. I would never play Michael Jackson, but the boss is the man. So,
yeah
I'm going to play some Boss right now. One of my favorites anyway, which is Thunder Road from one of the early albums. So there you go. All right, Ashley, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Ashley Wood.
Wonderful as always.
CEO, River Cities United Way. The only reason I jumped into Springsteen is because she said she likes everything.
I do.
So there you go.
I really do.
All right.
Back
with more in a moment. Going to take a short break, and I'll let you know who's on tomorrow and starting on Monday, who's on next week. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Out. Got to get everybody in a finger-tapping mood like Marissa June over here. So, all right, we've got Brian Springberg. I was thinking Springsteen, but Springberg in tomorrow. And I don't think we're going to play Springsteen on Brian's segment anytime soon anyway. Usually don't. But, hey, the cat's away, so you never know, right? We've got an open spot on Tuesday, of course. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We would have had the Chiefs, but no Chiefs because it's what Marissa calls Milk Day. That's what the kids call it anyway, right? All right, and don't forget you can get into Windsor or Cattail Cove for free, all right? The admission charge and that the day use pass is free. That's what State Parks put out. Looks like we've got Mojave Mortgage and Bobby Lewis, the Lewis team, in on Wednesday for the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! We got Sound Advice on Thursday, and then Mojave Community College, we're going to do a Friday show. All right, Hannity's up next.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.